ABC Radio Australia.
In Papua New Guinea, there are mounting concerns that PNG's capital is becoming a hotspot for illegal drug trafficking due to how close it is to Australia. It comes after Australian police charged five men for allegedly organising a flight from PNG to Sydney carrying more than 500,000 doses of meth. PNG police have also questioned a Chinese national in relation to the crime. The ABC's Thierry Lapani spoke to Sam Basil Jr., the Member of Parliament for Morobe Province, and he says he'll be taking a closer look at flights in and out of his constituency.
I don't understand how they can arrange such flights to go there, because usually a pilot or the operator of that airline calls the owner of the airstrip and says, oh, I'm having a flight there. Coming there, and what kind of facilities do you have there? Can we refuel there? What kind of fuel do you have there? And what kind of surface runway do you have there? Can we land there? How what's the distance of the runway? And do you have a terminal? Of, you know, all those kinds of services that the aerodrome provides, you have to get that information, and it will only come from someone who owns the airstrip. So my concern right now is, who are they in contact with before they go there?
You mentioned the airfield being run by a private business. Could you give us a description of the airfield that was used and what purposes does it normally serve?
It serves the mining employees with charter aircrafts who go there and then pick the employees back and forth. Also, they do have direct flights from Australia to Bololo.
Are you satisfied police are doing enough to clamp down on such illegal activities in Bololo?
I can't blame the police. I just want the government to... the police can do their job. All we know is the police are capable of doing their job. It's just that we need to give them enough support from the best government of the day. We should give them logistic support, proper communication system like radios, and of course a good office with electricity to do their job with a proper database so they keep record of all the things that are happening in the district. And as long as we have a database, I believe we can achieve so much more.
Yeah. So Bololo and the surrounding districts are known to be mountainous regions, and are you assessing, and is your district assessing, whether activities like this are taking advantage of Bololo's remoteness?
Yes, I'm actually building houses for the special forces, or 15. We call them 15. They'll be residing at a place called Bayun. You have the Bayun power station on top, and then those people up there, they gave a land for the police to build their houses, so which is something positive for me as a new member. We have to really separate the special forces from the regular police. In that way, we have they can maintain their professionalism and they can do their work independently.
Has this whole situation been a wake-up call for you as a local MP about how transnational criminals can operate within Papua New Guinean borders and in remote areas such as your district?
Yes, of course, it's a wake-up call. As a pilot, I also understand what it's like to fly aircrafts over vast oceans or over vast landmass to get to some place with minimum amount of fuel and the cargo, and given the weight and all that. It's pretty, not hard, but challenging. And, you know, looking at Bololo, it's a wake-up call. And I was expecting something small like, marijuana and homebrew and all that. I was looking at that level. But now that this became an eye-opener, I think I'm going to step up the game a bit, try to pin those guys down. At the end of the day, the Bololo people owns the land. We can't let outsiders come in and run the airstrips and run the aircrafts and try to get things. Under my leadership, I can't let outsiders come and run my district, telling us, not telling us, but like pretend that they really give us that input that we need. But on the other hand, they are doing something illegal. And I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, the Bololo people owns the land. And we can't let them come and run our land like they own. So